Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me. Happy end of July to you. I am broadcasting live on July 25th, 2018. The sun is now in Leo. We're going to talk about that in today's show. I have so much to talk to you about that we're going to cover a lot, and I hope this gives you some really good information and insights about what you're experiencing or feeling, or even just to know the bigger picture of things and how they're unfolding. For those of you who listen along every week, thank you so much. And you probably realize there was no shows last week. I was on vacation. I got to do something so indulgent. I read a book during the day. Oh, it was amazing. I just had time, downtime, finally. So I really enjoyed having a week off with my family, with some friends. I got to meet some great people. And now we're back at it. So if you're following along with the podcast, you're also noticing that there are shows on Mondays for you as well. And I just did a show for you this Monday that was all about the understanding of why we have more energies in this lifetime and how to accept other people who are in different energies, who are experiencing the 3D, who are perhaps going through things very differently than you. So please enjoy that episode if you have time. In this broadcast today, we talk about astrology and really look at what is happening in the sky, in the cosmos, and how we can make the most of it all. I'm so excited that there are new people joining this podcast and listening. Thank you for your interest. Thank you for being here. I hope you get a lot of value and benefit from this show. If you're new to me and my work, you can find out more about my offerings on one of my many websites. I have been out here professionally since 2011. That's when I started my blog at consciouscoolchic.com. And then I have, in the past 7 years, released 12 books. And I think the best book is the one called Modern Heroine Soul Stories, which is a compilation of 24 women and their amazing soul lessons. Like, that's my favorite book because these women are amazing, what they've learned, what they've healed, what they've come to understand. So it's a joy to do this work because of how many amazing people you meet along the way. I've been studying astrology for 25 years, and I've been a professional astrologer for 10 years, so I hope that some of the things in my brain are good for your brain and support your brain. So let's get into what's happening right now. The sun just went into Leo late on July 22nd, and I think it helps to provide context for what the energy change means when the sun moves from Cancer into Leo. So here's my analogy for you. When the sun is in Cancer, it's the first water sign of the zodiac, and we all jump in to our feelings and our hearts. And here in the northern hemisphere, it's summertime, and we all jump in to a water. You know, you go into the pool, you go into the river, you go to the lake, you get outside. You're like, I'm done with school. I'm done with the office. I'm ready for a break. Let me go to the beach. Let's go to the lake. So the sun in Cancer is where we get out of our minds, which was Gemini. We get out of our minds, we go take a break, and we go unwind, and we float in the pool, and we just relax, and we say, okay, what do I need? What takes care of me? How do I feel? We go into all of the energy of water. And so with the sun in Cancer, we're all sort of floating and drifting and swimming and splashing about and basically getting into, well, how do I feel and am I in touch with my feelings? Now, think about what happens, though, when you stay in the pool for too long or you stay in the bath for too long. You start to get a little soggy, right? Or maybe wishy-washy, maybe uncertain. Maybe you've just been too relaxed, like you've just relaxed so much that you can lose yourself. And so as the sun progresses through the water signs, it can lose its sense of self because it becomes so aware of its feelings and how it can connect with other people that it can lose parts of itself. And so that's why sometimes a water sign in your chart, especially in the later degrees, can feel uncertain or wishy-washy, or the higher understanding of that is to trust the energy and to not force anything and to remain in the flows of life and the flows of the energy. You don't force the river. So then the sun finishes in its late degrees of water, in this case the Cancer energy, and it moves into Leo. Now, the sun in Leo is in its home sign. This is where the sun literally shines. And it warms us, and it feels so bright, effervescent, and strong. And so the transition is we all get out of the pool, and we dry off, and we allow ourselves to be warmed by the sun. So the sun in Leo is where we warm back up, and we gather back our sense of self. Now, the fire energies are about that. It's about the warmth and the light, inspiration, motivation, and action. So where you perhaps didn't know where to take action, well, the fire signs help you with that and help you find what gets you fired up. In the astrology cycle, water signs are always followed by fire signs. So you always get out of the water and you go look for warmth. You know, you don't want to shiver and shake. You want a towel. You want to sit in the sun and dry off and get warm again. So that's the transition. So now we move into Leo and we also get back our egos. Now, this is ideally your healthy ego, not the false ego, but that can show up too. It can show up to compensate, right? That person who comes barging through the door and they're so important and they demand all the attention. Well, that can be a Leo energy. But the healthy Leo energy returns you to who you really are. And it activates more of the solar plexus energy. That's your third chakra. It activates your sense of self that feels good to you, that feels empowering. That feels strong, where you source a sense of pride in self. So the Leo energy warms us up, and it brings in the strength, it brings in that sense of self, it reminds us of our talents and our abilities and what we're here to shine and to share, but also just to remind you to come back to who you are and to allow the sun to warm you up from that place. So the Leo energy is very empowering in its healthy expression, and it gives you that courage to be yourself. So the sun in Leo is helping us with that, warming up after being in the lake, being in the river. You don't want to get too cold, right? So you got to warm back up. And this is where we also are ready to play, to enjoy life. Like, let's have some fun. That's what Leo is about as well. And it's the inner child. It's the parts of you that want to create and express. I mean, just go to a playground if you need to see what that energy looks like. You just run around and you don't have any concerns about time or responsibilities. So it's interesting how this unfolds, this energy shows up during the summer, at least here in the northern hemisphere, where you maybe want to go on vacation, you want to go have some fun, you want to take time off, you want to meet up with friends. All of this is Leo saying, let's just enjoy right now and let's find the pleasures of life. The pleasures of life, that is another word for Leo. Leo is also about dating and mating and sex and children and taking a risk. You have to take a risk to express yourself. You have to take a risk to ask somebody out on a date. You have to take a risk to go out on a date sometimes. So it's the energy where you feel strong enough and confident enough to try something that could feel like a gamble. Now, not only do we have the sun in Leo, but we've had the North Node in Leo, and that's been in effect For over a year now, the North Node is associated with where we've been experiencing these eclipses. And the North Node in Leo has been activating a part of your chart that shows what your heart needs now, what your desires are, what matters to you, where you – what I feel, too, is it opens up kind of these hidden chambers in your heart where you're ready to receive love, that maybe you closed down those parts of yourself or you didn't allow certain relationships to connect with you there. But this North Node is really opening that up for each of us of like, yeah, I want to have a certain level of respect in relationships. I want to receive love. I want to be loved for who I truly am. But in order for another person to do that, you have to know who you truly are. So this Leo energy is helping all of us with that. It does depend on how the Leo energy shows up in your chart, but it's reminding you that receiving love is important and you set the requirements of that. Now, this is an important theme because of the upcoming eclipse here on Friday, July 27th. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment, but first, I want to talk about Mercury retrograde because that is also happening in Leo. Mercury retrograde officially starts Thursday, July 26th at 23 degrees of Leo. And Mercury is going to move back to 11 degrees of Leo. So in your chart, between 23 back to 11 degrees of Leo is where this Mercury retrograde energy is happening. And the dates are July 26th to August 18th. Now, August is already a giant slowdown month. It's crunchy. It's a little zigzaggedy. It has some chaos with it. Hopefully you feel it as I'm just taking a break. And one of the best things you can do about August is just reduce your expectations. Just, you know, simplify them. Do not hold high standards because there's a sense here that things are just moving around. Things are shifting. There's too much that's uncertain with so many planets in retrograde throughout August. So we're already in that energy right now, and maybe you're feeling it. Maybe you're sensing that there's some things that are just really unsettled. Well, this Mercury retrograde is going to be a time for us to go back into the ideas in our heads. Mercury is about our minds, our communication, travel, you know, computers, technology, all these the different things that help create our daily life. And Mercury in Leo is an interesting combination because it doesn't budge. It has a strong will. It has a sense of self. It knows its ideas. It knows what it wants. But in the retrograde, there's a sense of, okay, pause, reconsider, relax. Look at where you're placing demands on other people or on yourself. Look at where you are requiring something of yourself or of others. Look at where you're needing to speak to yourself with more confidence. Leo wants to have that confidence, and we can be our own worst enemies in our heads, and we cannot be aware of it. So the Mercury retrograde is asking you to look at how you talk to yourself. Are you honoring yourself? Are you respecting yourself? Are you loving yourself? And are you really, it's like I get this vision of, do you even recognize yourself and your own skills, talents, and what you're here to be known for? Now, that can be just among people in your life where you're like, well, these are the people who really know me, right? They recognize me and they see me. Mercury in Leo really wants to be seen. It wants to be acknowledged. And so we're looking at these parts of ourselves and saying, well, if I want others to acknowledge me, am I acknowledging myself first? So that's part of this work, and it does depend on where the Mercury retrograde is in your chart, where this energy will show up, but it's understanding that there is an opportunity here to rework and re-message, you know, the words you give yourself. And looking at, does this make me go higher and feel better, or does this deflate me or feel low vibe and I wasn't even aware of it? The Mercury retrogrades are fantastic times for anything with the RE words. You've probably heard that a million times. That's usually what people say about Mercury retrograde. I love Mercury retrograde. I honestly love it because it gives me a chance to slow the heck down and focus on what I maybe forgot. So if you can just give yourself a project or something that needs your attention that you were putting off or something that you've been meaning to get to, anything like that is going to be a great use of Mercury retrograde. And in fact, things can go better. It doesn't mean Mercury retrograde doesn't mean everything falls apart. It really doesn't. It can mean that you just go back and do it again, or you see it better, or you have greater clarity. And so it's great for those things that we have to revisit and redo and just check in on. So if you can give yourself a good project to do during this period of time, you'll probably feel productive because anything that we come back to that was on the back burner, Mercury retrograde is a great time to tackle it. So the other big thing we have going on is this July 27th total lunar eclipse. And it's such a powerhouse eclipse that there's a few things I want to call out about the energies. On YouTube, I did a chart reading of this particular eclipse. I don't know if you could hear that, but thunder just went off as I'm talking. So, okay, got it. It's a big eclipse. So I did that astrology reading on YouTube, and it goes into more of the specifics of the chart and what the energies are that are in play, what the energies are big, you know, what's coming up for us to be aware of. But something I want to share with you is that eclipses don't happen just on one day. They are an activation of energies that can last for years. And the length of the of how that energy lasts depends on how long the eclipse is. And so when eclipses they last for a few hours in the sky, that means that their energy cycle lasts for a few years. So it's not like you just have one day of an eclipse. It really brings in, it's like being zapped. It's literally lightning striking, and it brings in this energy into the matrix here, into our Earth experience. New energy, it comes in, it's an activation point, and it begins this new cycle of energies. And so this total lunar eclipse, it has so much big energy in it that it's really going to last for years. And that's typical for most eclipses. You know, the eclipses are always associated with the new moon or the full moon. This one is a full moon lunar eclipse. And so it is going to be more emotional, as full moons tend to be, as lunar eclipses are. And it's going to be energies that have a big ripple effect. And we have so many layers of it. And the biggest energy is how it's not only the sun and the moon. They are each at 4 degrees and 44 minutes. The sun is at Leo, 4 degrees, 44 minutes, and the moon is in Aquarius, 4 degrees, 44 minutes. The moon is conjunct the south node, which is what we're letting go of. People often describe the nose as the dragon's head or the dragon's tail. This is the dragon's tail, and it is what we're releasing, what's done. It's over. It's gone. And then we have Mars conjunct the moon and the south node, and Mars is a trigger. It's one of the trigger planets that activates even more, you know, because it stirs up stuff and it gets it moving, gets it going, but it's also angry. Mars gets angry, and he's a fighter. He's the warrior. So this activates, you know, what needs to leave, and because it's in Aquarius, it's the people. Aquarius is about groups, tribes, community, what ideals we've held as a society. What was the vision, and where is that complete? What has expired? It's related to technology and electronics. It's related to genius and unexpected news. And it has a lot of potent energy to it because Mars gets angry and he wants to do something about it. He wants to take action. And so not only do we have Mars involved, but we have Uranus squaring this eclipse point at 2 degrees of Taurus. And so Uranus is the unexpected breakthroughs, developments. I didn't see that coming. I had no idea that could happen. It happens fast. Again, lightning striking. It's something revolutionary or rebellious. It's earthquakes. It's something that happens quickly and happens fast. And with this Uranus energy squaring Mars, squaring the moon, squaring the sun, and squaring the nodes. Well, Uranus is about the bigger cycle of changes that are needed. And it can feel destabilizing. It can feel overwhelming. It can just feel that big. And I don't want to create fear. That is never my intention. As an astrologer, my intention is always do no harm. And yet you have to be realistic about these energies, that when it shows that big energies are in play and coming through, well, sometimes just that heads up can help us understand it more. Uranus squaring Mars, I mean, that can be terrorism. That can be an explosive development. That can be something big happening, mass numbers of people, because Aquarius is big populations. It's communities. It's airports. It's, you know, where people gather, sporting events. These are just all general themes. And so what we're seeing here is that there's energy coming in that's quite disruptive. And so what we're going to do is not go into that fear of it. Sometimes it takes us taking a few steps back and to just say, okay, this is an energy that humanity is experiencing right now. How can I be of service? How can I be of help? What can I do to contribute to what's needed? These are great questions on a daily basis. But I also feel like these energies come in, and I see them as a strong activation of heart consciousness. And heart consciousness is where we understand that we're all on this planet together. We are all here together. We're all, you know, it's like when there's a crisis and you can just feel for the people who are moving through it, right? There's a giant earthquake. There's a huge hurricane. People are going through something really difficult or traumatic. You know, how can you be of help? How can you be of service? And that's when our hearts are activated. That's when we understand that we can do something and that it can feel good to contribute in some manner. So I want to offer that to you for whatever energies are coming up or however it unfolds for us, that we also have the tools we need to help each other. We have it. And whether that is sharing something on social media or you can contribute to some place or somewhere, I mean, what can you do to help? And I feel like that's how we maintain our sense of power when it can feel like these big energies are so big. It's important to know that, as I said, these eclipse energies can last for a long time. And because Mars is in this chart so strongly, it's such a potent force, there's going to be more triggers of this eclipse energy. So Mars is at 4 degrees during this eclipse, but Mars is retrograde. And he's going all the way back to 28 degrees of Capricorn. And that is until August 26th. So he goes back into Capricorn where he's very serious and he's very aware of what he needs to do. He's ambitious. He's checking in on what are my goals again? What am I really going for and achieving? what is my plan of attack? What is my purpose? What am I doing? Like, he gets very serious in Capricorn, and then he goes forward again, back into Aquarius. And as he goes back into Aquarius, he's going to reach 4 degrees of Aquarius and trigger the eclipse point again. That happens September 26th and 27th. September, okay? So 2 months after this eclipse, it gets triggered again at that exact eclipse point. However, the other thing that's in play here is that Mars is also squaring Uranus, and that's that really dynamic, unexpected anger, rebellion, people taking to the streets. That's nothing new, really, in the past year or so anyways, but that is where you gather with community, with people of like mind to express what you want, to represent a community. Mars is going to square Uranus again the middle of September. And that will be September 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. So these energies don't just happen on the day of an eclipse. They bring in this new energy onto the planet, and then we get different triggers for them in this new cycle. Now, eclipses are meant to move humanity forward. That's the understanding here, that all energy is meant to move us forward. You know, we can't just hang out in our lazy boys all day, although that does sound great. But it's meant to move us forward. And so we are, I believe, on a soul level, at a spiritual level, we are ready for the movement, the changes, disruptions, because they're ultimately going to help us see what we need to see. It might not be pretty. It might not be beautiful, but we need to see it. And that's how we then clean things up and make something new and make it different and look at where the repairs are needed or where has something gotten off the tracks. And now, you know, there's new decisions and new choices that need to be made. So these are big times. This is a big eclipse. And I know a lot of people have different interpretations for it. I look at this eclipse and, you know, the first thing I thought was, oh man, there's so many energies going on. But I also believe that we're not meant to feel disempowered for long. You know, we're not. We're meant to find how we can be of service, how we can contribute, and how we can help. So if you can keep that in your mind, that can do wonders. And I think that we just saw how much our collective energy matters with the Thai cave rescue. You know, humanity needed a win, and we got one. And so many people were energetically praying, sending these boys love, sending them positivity, sending it to the rescuers, to the divers. You know, people showed up outside that cave to do laundry, to provide food, to take care of anything that needed to be done. You know, they showed up to offer rides to people who are trying to find a place on the mountain to dig them out. So somebody, they were providing free rides to those people. People showed up to contribute because that's what we do for each other when we have these heart awakenings. So look at what you can do energetically. Again, it's just sending through a meditation, that white light, you know, that love, anything that you can offer. We don't see it, of course, and that's why we can wonder if it matters or if it makes a difference. But time and time again, it does. It does and it has. So whatever is transpiring, you know, we together, we bring our strength together. And that's one of the energies of the Leo and Aquarius axis, the polarities between Leo and Aquarius. So the Leo is where you feel strong in yourself and you know who you are and you know what your gifts are and you know your abilities. then you take that and you bring it out into the community, which is Aquarius. And that's how we build strong communities. That's how humanity gets stronger, because we each have that within ourselves, that sense of this is who I am. It also comes with the understanding of, well, this is my talent, but this is not my talent, right? Like, I'm not good at that. I need someone else who's an expert at that or who can handle that, someone else who's really strong in that area. So you also see where you are strong and you love yourself enough that it's okay if you're not strong in every way or in every field. So it's quite interesting to put these pieces together and to see how they relate. Now, we do have a lovely trine going on. We have Venus in Virgo trining Pluto in Capricorn. This is happening at 19 degrees, so it's some good solid earth energy. It's helping us with the details and the resources, with money, with the support. Venus in Virgo is great at supporting what you need, finding the efficient answers, the problem solving, the details, the solutions. All of that is what the Venus in Virgo energy brings to the table, and she is able to work. She's able to put forth the effort and the time to get something done. She's a good project manager because she can handle that. And so when Venus in Virgo trines up with powerful Pluto in Capricorn, that's a power connection. Okay, that's when the resources flow, when things connect, when you've got that, yes, I can do this, yes, I can make money doing this, because Pluto in Capricorn is an authority. So there's that authority that says, yes, permission granted, you can do this. And Venus in Virgo, she's got what she needs to make it happen, and then the money shows up. So this is a good money energy. It's already in play right now, and it's building up. It's going to be in play through the weekend. So it's a good time to look at your finances, make some decisions, make some choices. Perhaps there's things you need to say no to that you need to get rid of and alleviate yourself of it. But that will free you up to make better choices or to have more money in another area of your life. So it's good financial energy. It's also good for friendships and relationships with women, the right women, you know, who again, see you and support you just like you can support them. So it's good relationship energy whenever Pluto and Venus line up. Pluto transforms. So Pluto transforms. And what I always feel with this energy is how it brings in new kinds of relationships, something that is different than what you've known, but it still works. It's a new energetic connection, and it's mutually beneficial. It's based in reality because it's earth signs, so it's an in-person or physical connection, but it's great for meeting new people, meeting different kinds of people that represent how you've grown, okay? So keep that in mind. Just see if you come across any new interesting faces or connections through the weekend here. We also have going on still this awesome trine between Saturn in Capricorn, trining Uranus in Taurus. I love this. I should be objective, right? But I love this aspect. We make a lot of to-do about the moons, the new moons and the full moons, but they're fleeting. They move fast. The moon moves fast, and so they don't have a long-term effect. The bigger energies in the sky are between the outer planets because they're slower moving. So when they sync up, they're really showing us that change is happening in a bigger way, a broader way, a deeper way. Saturn in Capricorn is retrograde at 3 degrees, and Saturn is going backwards to 2 degrees of Capi until September 6th. And as he does that, he is lining up with Uranus in Taurus at 2 degrees. And this energy changes in August. Uranus goes retrograde August 7th. And so these two, when they're talking, they're both in Earth signs. Uranus is really giving us a jolt with money, with our values, with how we can make money, with what we own, with what has meaning. What do I even want in my life? How do I want to have a life that represents my values, and how does my, you know, what I own reflect that? So we're looking at our money and our resources, and this is personal because the Taurus energy is about what you own, your bank account, your savings account, what's in your closet, you know, the books on your shelf, your possessions. Jay Leno, he's a Taurus. You know how he owns all those cars? That's a Taurus energy, like the possessions you own, the collections of things you own, right there. Because Taurus energy collects. It says, I want this, I want this, I want this. So it spends money. So we're looking at our finances and maybe getting some interesting insights into how you can make money, different ways of making money. Oh, I didn't know I could do this before. Oh, I didn't realize I could do that. Well, Uranus is technology. Uranus is everything online. So more people are understanding they can make money online and maybe make more than they thought. And, you know, years ago, that sounded so scammy. It was like, you know, it was kind of a uncertain thing. But nowadays, more and more people make money online through various different channels or means. And Uranus and Taurus is going to show us more of those revenue opportunities. Well, right now, that energy is getting a supportive trine from Saturn. And Saturn, you know, he sits at his desk because he's in Capricorn, and he listens, and he says, yep, yeah, I think you've got something there. Yeah, let's work for that. Sure, it's going to take time. You'll need to research it and, you know, figure it out, put in the time to make it real. But if you really want to commit to that, I've got your back. I'm going to support you. So that right there is a big energy, and it's been going on for most of this year, and it's going to continue here, until Uranus goes back into Aries, which is in November. So we have a few more months of the Uranus-Saturn trine, and that's a big deal. That's a big deal. So look in your chart. The early degrees of Saturn in Capricorn, so 3 degrees, 2 degrees, and the early degrees of Taurus, 2 degrees, and that's where you're restructuring and reconsidering how to make money and ultimately how to understand new ways of perceiving your worth and your value. So this is a supportive energy right now, and it's much more important than the full moons and the new moons because it's a longer-lasting transit. Now, we have a few more aspects here that I want to go over for you. See, I told you we had a lot to cover in today's show. The North Node in Leo is going to be conjunct the Sun. It's coming up here on, it's going to be at 5 degrees of Leo, and that will be on July 28th, 29th, depends on your time zone. And that's going to be, I feel it as a surge of confidence coming through. Like if you were just to go out and find the sun, assuming the sun is shining on that day where you live, and just receive the light downloads, it is meant to be warming and loving. It's meant to be soothing and kind and empowering. So, again, that's July 28th, 29th, this weekend. it's meant to remind you of love, your connection to unconditional love, like the love of the sun, okay, the love of the most powerful energy, to just receive it and to feel that as a big download, my friends. I don't know if you can hear the thunder again, but you know I'm saying something important. We're meant to feel this. We're meant to really feel these downloads, and the synchronicity of it is key, okay? We're entering a big weekend, and so I feel that there's a increase in wattage, light wattage, like love wattage. It's increasing, and it's up to us and our energetic vessels to hold this. That thunder just shook my house. Okay, so this is important. I've never done a live show like this, so thank you for playing along as we experience the thunder and lightning together. We're meant to really be these vessels that contain more energy, more of the love that, oh, we are. So it's big activations, and you could do this through meditation, through visualizations, through group work, healing work, creative work, artistic work, whatever resonates with you, whatever feels right for you. It is a time of activation. This, see, the North Node in Leo isn't going to come around again until for another 18 years. That's why it's so big. The sun in Leo, conjunct the North Node in Leo at 5 degrees, is only going to happen once. And then in the next 18 years, it'll happen again. But do you see why it's so important here? This is just a big time. And it's different for each of us, but that's because it needs to be. We each are holding an important piece of the matrix, of the energies that are required right now. And so that's why when you really feel strong in who you are and what you're here to shine and share and be, and you take care of that, you respect that for yourself, it's going to just invigorate you. And that's what I'm feeling too, is that we're receiving these downloads from the solar energy. But think about the word solar and just think of it as S-O-U-L, soul-er, solar, and it's the soul energy coming through to really invigorate you. So again, July 28th, 29th, that conjunction between the sun and the North Node, it only happens once every 18 years in Leo. So needless to say, please take care of your physical self. Please sleep as you need to, eat the right foods, exercise, water, all the basics, because our bodies really feel these things. The past few days, I've been waking up with my crown chakra feeling like it's on fire, just spinning and spinning. Just my crown chakra has just felt so on and lit up that I've had to eat more. I've had to do more to just take care of myself. So please do that as needed. Please remember that we are all here intentionally and by choice, that we're all here to contribute, to help, to serve, to do what we can for each other, to continue to expand our hearts, to continue to awaken to more of our own energy fields, because our energy fields keep expanding. They really do, especially as you let go. And this eclipse is so big. This total lunar eclipse is so big in what we let go of, but then the next day, the sun is conjunct the North Node, and it fuels you back up with even more light. So let it go, whatever it is for you, and know that it might not be clear or make sense right now, but it will. It will as we continue on and continue forward. Thank you so much for joining me. It is a blessing to connect with each of you, especially through one-on-one sessions and just here on the show, on social media. I'm grateful for you. And I hope you'll join me next Monday for the next healing podcast. Otherwise, I'll be back as well next Wednesday for the next astrology podcast. So thank you, my friends. Many blessings to you as we move through the lunar eclipse. And I'll see you online. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.